Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Walter Jones, also known as Zach, the original Black Ranger. Hey, we at 335 and live with Joe, Scotty, and Mac. Check it out, because you know what time it is. It's Morphin' Time.
Hello, and welcome to 335 Live, your one-stop shop for Power Rangers, Super Sentai, all that good tokusatsu stuff. And today, that intro has never been more relevant since the Mighty Morphin episode we did. If you can't understand what's going on in the background, we have the Shout Factory DVD of Nimpu Sentai Hurikenja, and the theme song plays in the menu.
It is Super Sentai Sunday, or Sunday Sentai Sunday.
That's
Sunday,
Super Sentai Sunday.
Super Sentai Sunday! Right, Jess?
Yeah.
There.
As always,
I am the keeper of the power of ninja!
Matt, to my immediate left, is none other than the man who put the man who gave Ninjor a cable to watch football, allowing it to be his favorite sport, as we found out. Joe.
Let me take a crack at this. Go away, please!
Never do that again.
Okay.
To his immediate left is someone who also agrees he should never do that again. Jess, say hi to everybody.
Hi. I'm back for some reason.
And to the furthest left is the face of the man who will, in fact, be meeting Rocky face-to-face in Mortal Kombat at New York Comic Con. Scotty.
Listen, man. I'm gonna give Rocky a big hug because despite all the abuse that he's taken over the years, especially from you.
But yes. And he will continue.
You can't deny the man's ability and his, you know, his beautiful girlfriend that he had. Good for Rocky, man. You know,
I mean, yeah, thank you. Yes, good for him.
And you can't deny you're not going to buy that Red Dragon Thunder coin from him.
I absolutely am, but he's going to sign it, not my Red Ranger.
I kind of want to bring Joe's helmet, or Joe's Red Ranger helmet to Comic-Con and have Rocky hold it in a picture with you.
I need to find somebody at New York Comic-Con with Lord Zedd's staff. And I need to take a picture with me trying to, like, pile drive it, like, right through him.
I wonder if I can definitely try and order one. Rocky, yeah. It's weird, like, to me, like, oh,
I
you
also
get,
want
you know,
Joe's question to Steve Cardenas to be, man, how did you get that lift in your hair in season 4?
Oh, I'm gonna, I wanna hand him a little, on. I wanna hand him a little plaque and a little award saying, second all-time hair list. You know,
like
runner-up.
I liked it.
You should ask him what hair products he used to get his
hair. Yeah, I want him to know the name of his fucking stylist
what's his barber?
So that's fun. Also, we have a fun surprise for the after show, or the post game, or whatever the hell you want to call it, because fuck it. A mystery box. I have the brand new Power Rangers loot box.
Ooh.
And we're going to open up and see what the fuck's inside
it. Yet.
No, I've waited for this occasion.
Okay, very cool.
Now, I don't know if I'll want everything in it, but we'll see what's in it. It's kind of like the old school, like, Power Rangers fan club membership kit. So we'll see what the hell comes in it.
I bet there's Green Ranger cereal in there.
You know what?
It could be. Well, now you have another box.
So,
but for those of you who might be maybe a little confused by the title or something, we had this cool idea that I hope you'll enjoy. But it's a little something to shake up what we've been doing because we want to get into more Sentai stuff. We want to, like, diverge from strictly.
I feel like we've been neglecting it a little bit.
We have been.
Yeah.
Considering how far along in Power Rangers we've been. The fact that we've done very little Sentai stuff is a little criminal. So what we're doing is we're basically comparing the first episode, or at least the first, like, initial introduction story arc, because sometimes they're two-parters.
Mm-hmm.
The first episode of the Sentai in comparison to the first episode of its Rangers counterpart. So in this case, it's Hurikanger versus Ninja Storm.
Now, we've already watched Ninja Storm. Everybody in America who's a fan of Ninja Storm has probably already seen the first episode.
Yeah,
thing that we said, okay, well, we can live reaction one of them doing simulcasting is kind of impossible because it's two different shows at this point.
Right.
You know, it's not like we could take the same archival footage from, like, a Mighty Morphin episode, compare it, and try and link it up. The timing, unfortunately, is just sync.
I don't know. That's not something.
Are the Thunder Rangers in the first episode of Sentai?
We're going to find out.
I want to say no.
So the reason I said, let me pull up, let's live reaction the Sentai version, because most of our American audience is familiar with the first episode of Ninja Storm.
Right.
You can access it on DVD and Netflix, and since we have the Sentai DVD, we said, oh, you know what? This isn't available to everyone.
Right.
So let's do this first.
It's very niche, you know, like you really have to know where to look, you know, to get that whole
So thing. Basically in the Versus series, which we have Hurricanger versus Ninja Storm, we've already seen Ninja Storm and we're going to be looking at Hurricanger. And I've never seen it. Have you?
No, I've only seen the Gokaiger stuff that they've done.
And then we're going to see which one is better. That's really it.
I guess you could say we're seeing what first impressions really hook us. Mm-hmm. You know, who had the better hook? Was it Rangers or is it Sentai?
And then we're going to, at the end of it, do like a little tally chart episode list. The first episode, Matt, is called
Wind and Ninjas. That intro graphic was
It's a Dreamcast loading screen.
That is exactly what that looked like.
I feel like the Blue Ranger is much lighter in Sentai. I know it's the same, like, it just comes off that way.
There might be, like, a slight difference.
Wow. Who is looking a lot better than the Red Ranger there? So does Tori.
Yeah.
All right. This is our Dustin.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
I'd say that's about right. Oh, cool, they got the umbrella things. Yay. Okay.
Oh, they have an actual hamster.
They actually have a hamster thing, too.
That's why they did that.
Okay. All right, we're learning something here.
Oh, okay, my God, the villains look better. Chicks. They look so much better.
They actually really do.
There's no
boat
over there.
They're much more...
Oh, at least the Zords
much more hentai-esque.
Sentai hentai?
I mean, there's got to be a connection somewhere.
So what does ninfu mean?
I feel like the subtitle probably translated it, but I missed it.
Watch TV
from a distance in a well-lit room. That's funny.
What is that?
That looks complicated.
What the fuck?
Okay. Alright. Whoa, that was a giant centipede in space.
2 months later. Oh, is this their, like, their suits before they morph kind of thing?
I guess so.
Their Shinobi Valley?
Yeah. Like what they have on Ninja Storm, but...
Yeah.
Admittedly, more ninja-like somehow. I also love the Naruto-esque
music that they got. See, this is interesting, because to me, they actually come off like real ninjas. Ninja Storm just felt like a bunch of BMX Tony Hawk ripoffs.
Right.
That just took a ninja class.
Well, you know, another thing that's helping is this, like, Naruto-esque music that's playing.
Yeah.
I think that's what they were trying to attract to.
What, the skateboarding?
X-Game.
Yeah,
they straight up have, like, these Mortal Kombat-esque masks.
I think Tori ran across Mortal also.
Tori beat Kelly Slater in the Serpent Contest.
Oh, shut the fuck up. If you grew up through the years 2002 to 2006, you knew who Kelly Slater was. Sensei?
Holy jeez.
Wow! Red Ranger's got a hell of a head of hair. Did he use the Force?
He is a Jedi.
He looks like one of the Wills.
Okay. Ninja battle.
Are they training to become Power Ranger? Oh, well.
I guess so.
Legendary.
Heirs is high up there.
So this wasn't even a school. There hasn't been a hurricane for 200 years. I wonder, did they mention the time gap in Ninja Storm? How many years it was?
I mean, to my knowledge, I thought they were the first.
I thought they were the first.
Yeah.
I feel like they had an implication that they... I don't know.
The rest of the students got captured, so they didn't have a choice.
Oh, the dude can transform into animals at will. He just turned into a bird.
Listen, we had enough of Animus last season, okay?
One thing that Sentais do is episodes, rather than say episode one, it'll be something themed with the show. So, like, here it's Scroll. That's kind of cool. This is kind of cool. It's like a school competition.
Well, it's not the Wing Ranger Academy.
That's what seems to be arguing here.
You know, maybe this isn't even a Power Ranger story. Maybe that the filming crew just happened to walk on an actual school doing this. Oh, so it is a school. Okay.
Yeah, it is a school. He's referred to as an air ninja.
She's pretty.
She's very pretty.
She's not Tori though.
She's no, Oh my god. Oh shit.
Oh my god. Wow.
She's no, She's no Blue Swallow from Jetman, bro.
Parasite Fortress Centipede.
What the fuck? They were able to construct this, but could have had to get a.
Is that Krang, dude? You see that?
Yeah.
That floating brain thing? Looks like Krang.
I mean, the insect theme is making much more sense.
Alright, we got an answer for the Beatles?
Yeah.
What's with the tits?
Damn, she's pretty. Explains like the ants look.
Yeah!
Whoa, what are you?
I mean, it's no.
No, it's not.
Bring it to me no matter what. However, someone on the planet has already noticed our approach. So, I'm thinking the secretary or this bitch?
Yeah, this shit. I mean, I'm guessing she's the camp.
She the camel,
yeah, she's the camel.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Hard to say if she actually is the baby. Right? Oh, so these people are like alien ninjas.
Interesting. Let's see what he can do. Oh, there are the putties.
Yeah. Shield ninja.
I love their putties.
Mage Repa. Or Mago Repa.
Space Ninja Art Shield Breaker. Oh, he just fucked up Ecliptor's,
Yeah.
Let's get eliminated! He must be the leader, old man. This is the cutscene from Dynasty Warriors.
It looks like we're about to have Dynasty Warriors.
Did he just pull out Wolverine's claws?
He just pulled out a Vega's weapon.
This guy's badass.
He straight up is a Jedi.
Oh, I guess that's how the school disappears kind of shit?
Thousand.
Oh, a bunch of tarot cards. What the hell are they?
I know what they are, but I don't know what they're called.
Basically, a bunch of Japanese playing cards or menus.
It's like post-it notes.
Yeah. Oh, postcards. So he's turned into an actual hamster? Was there an actual hamster left there?
I mean, he turned into a bird before.
Ah. Alright, so the school disappeared, so that was accurate. That is amazing.
Their ship looks way cooler here than it does on Rangers.
For a buju? What the fuck? The headmaster's weapon?
This is
badass. Space Ninja Clan?
Shikanja.
Japan Space Force.
Yeah. I mean, I'd say that's about accurate. Flying face. But literally a flying face. Oh fuck.
I feel like Ninja Storm gave a better explanation as to what's going on, but I think Hurricane production is just a hell of a lot better.
Yes.
But almost the same premise. What the fuck?
Well, they got teleported via the enter button.
I mean, that's she didn't think to tell anybody?
It's more than a strange signal. It's like a fucking...
It's like a Japanese Infinity War.
Yeah.
It's not the only school that's being attacked. The headmaster's gone, so I guess that's what they're just calling him. But that makes total sense instead of just Sensei becoming a random fucking hamster. Now I get what they were going for. But you're telling me that Disney was too cheap to get a hamster?
Would have been PETA. They were going for
Splinter instead, man.
I mean, there would have been like PETA BS. They would have had to feed it. They don't want to spend that kind of money.
What, $40?
I mean, they're filming for a year, guy.
Dad thought highly of you? You were Sakura. Are they siblings? Do we know?
Well, if she's the cam of the show, then she's the daughter of the headmaster.
No, she looked at it and said dad would...
Her dad.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, it's possible. I don't think they're related. I feel like they would have established that. Like,
this is from Dad's wave transmission technique that only he knows.
Okay.
Are they the same jackets as Ninja Storm or no?
They're not the same, but they're similar.
I like those better.
I mean, the symbol is the same.
Are the morphers the same?
Hurricane Gyro.
Yes.
They usually don't alter the morphers.
Shinobi suit? Legendary.
I believe that's... I think Hayate is a real person.
You are now Super Sentai's.
Complete with theme song.
Super Sentai Rangers.
And we have 50 episodes to do it.
8 discs.
8 discs. That they forgot the morphers. That's amazing. Okay, that's pretty great.
Do they got the same morph?
I think it's similar. We're about to find out. They're literally standing on like the same type of rock.
Just like, stop gloating. Oh, yeah, you got an up rag.
Sentai is very self-aware. I like the call out. That call out is good.
It's better than Ninja Storm Ranger form.
I like Ninja Storm Ranger
form. Is it the same?
It's similar, but it's not. No, not yeah, there we go. Alright, I dig this.
Sky Rangers. Air Ninja Hurricane. Oh, so this explains that they had not a fuck. This has nothing to do with wind. Thank you, Sentai, for explaining that to me. They have nothing to do with wind.
Well, the Sentai does it. That doesn't mean the Power Rangers do. You do know they're not the same thing, guy.
But I'm saying the point that they were called Wind Rangers. I understand that's the name of the school. But that's a stupid thing to call them Wind Rangers because they're.
The name of the Sentai is Hurricane. Hurricanes typically involve wind. The name of the show is called Ninja Storm. Also, I really love the roll calls. That's the one thing about Sentai I will always love, as opposed to Power Rangers, is the roll call sequences. Always better. It's funny because Power Rangers usually uses the footage of the roll calls, but in Power Rangers, it just looks like they're just posing.
I feel like their weapons are different in Sentai here. I don't think Tori has a gun.
No, I don't think they gave her one.
Nice.
My point is
you just said with a water version of the Kamehameha.
I understand they're from the Wind Academy, but none of them actually ever use the power of wind, is my point.
Red.
Use the power of earth.
No, that's yellow.
Air. Alright. I'll give you that.
You can multiply, that's freaking awesome.
That is. I mean, that's a very Japanese thing to clone yourself as like a ninja. I mean, like I said, Naruto. It's a Naruto thing.
This isn't the first fight in Ninja Storm either, right?
I don't think this is the first bad guy, no.
Definitely not.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Alright. Oh. We got our weird dimension that every Sentai needs to have.
Yeah, Scotty, I don't remember them using guns at all. At least not in the first, 10 episodes.
One of the things I like is that they look almost like old school, like Winchester style rifles. Oh, look
shit.
At that! Oh my god, are
they
in the
evil?
First episode.
Are they evil? Oh no, they backed off.
Yeah.
Are they evil to begin with?
Probably.
I would assume. Yeah.
They usually keep that shit the same.
What was the budget for this that they were to hang by?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, I don't actually think they're
hard.
Yeah, that's definitely just not a string.
That looked like it hurt, though.
That did look like it hurt. Oh, cool. Alright.
Oh, it's a final smash.
Literally, it's a final smash. Oh, there we go.
That's the weapons thing.
Yeah, yeah, those are the weapons they're for me.
That is pretty cool.
Actually, this might have been the same monster. I mean, I recognize the footage.
Yeah, we're going to get a hammer hitting.
Yeah. And this. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it is. It is. Triple Gadget. I like the name. Okay. That's pretty good.
Understood Japanese.
I like the English.
Why did Disney just do this?
Like I said, they didn't want to take care of a real hamster.
I still think it would have been cheaper than CG.
I doubt that. You have to take care of it.
The amount of animal shows they've made. They made fucking G-Force, for fuck's sakes. They couldn't make this.
They all cost money, yeah.
Oh,
I'm with
Matt. People would have been all over it for that.
Yeah, yes, especially, yes.
And Disney doesn't feel like getting sued.
Oh, it's over nighttime now. That thing is pretty creepy, I won't lie.
What is that? To be continued.
Destroying shields. Well, none of them had a shield, so.
So, what do we think so far?
I liked it. I think it really like did a good job of like establishing like the tone.
I get it, but I feel like I didn't learn any of their names.
It was quick. It was very quick. It was actually stated in words. Like it wasn't like they referred to each other by name. It was literally like they had like title cards.
I didn't catch anyone's names.
Right. That's like a very Sentai thing where characters will be introduced via like almost. I don't know what you would call it, but their names will like appear like on the screen as opposed to them like being introduced verbally. Mm-hmm. Like the difference between American type of media where we like to be shown things rather than told. They're kind of the opposite in Japan, where they're going to tell you things rather than show you. Like, they're very exposition-heavy.
I wonder if episode 4, The Tunnel and Siblings, could be exactly the Thunder Rangers.
Thunder Rangers, yeah. Yeah, like we said in the beginning, we wondered if they were in the first episode, and they were.
Yeah.
They were.
Do we do the second episode?
I'm fine doing the second episode.
Scotty? All right, the second episode, and then we'll... see how it feels.
The Giant and Gadgets, which most likely means the Zord.
I love how they each started off with Super Sentai series and then the show now.
Yes.
I just want to know why they're not Hojin Sentai.
Because that has nothing... It's a totally different... I agree with you, but it's a totally different phrase.
Yeah, Tojin means bird, I believe. It's Bird Sentai Jetman.
What does ninpu mean?
Probably ninja? Hold on. I'll look that up.
Hold on, let's ask.
I'll look that up.
Echo, what does ninpu in Japanese mean?
Define ninja in Japanese is...
That doesn't answer our question.
Hold on. Oh, Wikipedia. Let's see. Ninpu,
Echo, who's your favorite Power Ranger?
I admire the Pink Ranger. She pilots the pterodactyl dinosaur, the only dinosaur capable of flight.
There you go.
Bullshit! That's not true. Oh, what about the Falcon Zord? The Red Dragon Thunder Zord?
That wasn't a dinosaur.
She said dinosaur?
She said Dino Zord.
Oh.
It was the only Dino Zord capable
Cheeky
of flight.
Bitch. All right.
I thought she said it was the only Zord.
No, she said
Dinozord.
Okay.
Yeah, she did say Dinozord. Hold on. Damn it. Why are these things so difficult to find?
Come to think of it, did the Power Rangers, besides Jason and occasion... I would... Actually, you know what? A couple of the side shots, I don't think Kimberly ever used the Pterodactyl Zord's missiles. Or even if it had missiles or anything aside being the shield or...
How is it spelled?
N-I-N-P... Oh,
P-U-U?
I don't know.
P-U-U?
Oh, you know what? The thing is right in front of me, Matt. I'm sorry. I am slow. N-I-N-P-U-U.
N-I-N-P-U-U.
Oda Kenja. As we enjoy this is immediate intermission pause. I don't know. What's the plot on the back? We should have started with reading with that. When a tragedy befalls their fellow... Oh, God.
I see. Okay, so similar to... sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off like that. A lot of Sentais, the words... Hurricanger is a mixture of two words. It's the word hurricane and ranger put together. Ninpu apparently is similar. The full English translation of this series is Enduring Wind Squadron Hurricane.
Interesting.
So it's essentially it's a made up word, but it translates into something. But anyway, continue.
Oh no, just actually go on with the premise because you didn't even think to fucking think of that.
They read the back of the book.
Yeah, when a tragedy befalls their fellow students on graduation day. Three pupils of the Hayate Ways Ninja Academy must take on the Jakanja? Is that how they said it?
That's something like that.
A clan of evil space warriors, but they can't do it alone. They can find the help. Can they find the help they need? And can the young warriors act swiftly enough to defeat the Jakanja before they destroy the known universe? Fuck, it's tired. Anyway, so that's the premise. Apparently it was graduation day.
Yeah, they said that.
I wish they fucking told me their names.
They did, but you just had to read it.
Oh, I don't want to read something when I'm watching television. Let's go.
Episode 2. Interesting font they chose for Hurricane Yellow and Blue. It's a really weird font. Pretty good theme song. It's catchy.
Chin cha chan cha. What do you think, Jess? Catchy?
Yeah, when you're not dancing to it.
It's still no Jetman, bro. That song is just fucking amazing. Be like the wind. Oh, never mind. It is in the title. Alright. Well done, Hurricanes.
I love that they give you a little, warning to, don't watch TV in the dark, basically.
Yeah, why is that there?
That's a warning for kids.
It just went to nighttime. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, see, Like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, the names pop up. It's just very quick. Yeah, Seven Dark Spears, Second Spear, Chizobu. And that's translating that.
So his name is Chizobu?
Chizobu, yeah. Third Spear, Man Maruba. What?
God damn it. Like, if anybody has ever used an Xbox with a DVD player, it is a fucking bitch.
Sargan.
I can't even get it. That's how quick it goes. Whatever. You're Wendy.
Name is
for now on.
Yeah, Wendy. Japanese Wendy's.
Sargon?
Sargon.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Those things went faster than
the fucking stutter. That is a Japanese thing. Like, animes and stuff do that shit.
Dekanja, at least. The Seven Dark Spears.
I imagine in Japan you're used to reading things really quick. Because it's just what they do. She does look like she could be a Japanese Wendy's girl.
Second giant spear.
Oh, well, he's not lying. The spear is giant. I like how self-explanatory these superpowers are.
That thing looks so familiar, I can't figure out from where.
What do you mean?
The green thing.
He's a ninja storm.
No, I mean like... something else.
Oh, it's like a puppet right now.
Motherfucker, they want... You know what, there's a... You know, they went with practical effects for them to put a hamster to come back to life. What the fuck?
Oh my god. That's interesting.
I'm kind of actually feeling the CGI now. I mean, I like it, but I thought they were just going to have the little hamster walk around.
I thought so, too.
When did they take a photo?
They just took, like, a fucking photo.
Stop being a hamster already. Okay, so he can't change his body back.
Yeah, not yet.
And I can mix up one word in the spell. So she had the hamster wheel ready?
Yeah, right? That is pretty funny.
What does he take vacations and become a hamster? Every 3 months or so?
I mean, if I could get out of work and become a hamster, I would. Oh, she's pretty as hell.
There she is.
If they got Borg, would have to take your parents and shit.
My parents just didn't know how to protect themselves against Borg.
That's fair.
Oh my god. You are real? Are they self-aware of the Rangers?
I don't know.
Oh, this guy is definitely a...
Oh, he's like a talent agent.
He's like a Japanese casting agent.
Yeah.
What? This guy trying to be Sentai Spider-Man?
Well, at least he's self-aware.
Yeah.
We're supposed to just wait until they attack us?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I guess you could try to invade that centipede thing.
Has this dude ever heard of a comb?
He seriously needs a brush or something. I really like this thing.
They have to get it. Apparently, it, the clown is the villain of the show.
Yeah, Pennywise.
Ew.
I keep forgetting that's his name.
I like this villain lair. It's very, like, Rita-esque. Oh,
what
my
the
God.
Fuck?
Whoa! Is that what that thing is supposed to be?
It's the motherfucking thing from Men in Black that was inside the human
yeah.
body. Like, the fucking little alien inside the face.
That's so
thing.
Cool that he's literally just a giant suit of armor. That makes a lot of sense. That's really cool. Because I was going to say, what's insect about him? Oh, no, we have one of those.
Oh, this was the magnet thing, I think. I know what it is. I don't know if he was referred to as a magnet in the Power Rangers.
But now we have our...
Oh, my God. Why are they showing a little handicapped girl?
He works with disabled kids.
Oh!
This is, like, one of the most interesting backstories for, like, a ranger.
I like this guy better than Dustin already.
I have to admit, he's much more interesting.
I don't like him. He's got the worst of a motocross shell, Apache.
You like that better than a Power Ranger helping
a
little girl learn,
like,
how to walk?
Doing more than just, like,
getting ass?
Yeah.
This isn't light speed, guys.
Like, this guy is doing, like, good deeds outside of being superpowers. It's one of the things I liked about, you know, The Flash, is, like, Barry Allen was a CSI before he got superpowers. He was already doing cool shit.
He left it on the dashboard.
He just casually is like, it's in my car.
Yeah, but Barry Allen doesn't drive a Hummer and introduce himself as Carter Grayson either.
He doesn't
need
to.
He doesn't
need
to.
He can run faster than a Hummer.
But his hair doesn't stay in place like Carter.
It doesn't. Oh my God, wait, what? Alright.
So it was a singing job?
They're trying to make her an idol.
Trying to make her a geisha. You're singing her.
Or is she supposed to model the poster? Or like a... I don't know.
In Japan, an idol is somebody who can do, like, everything. Like, sing, act, dance. Like, all that.
Oh, so she's Justin Timberlake.
Well, yeah. I guess so. Way prettier.
Joe, that's when we get your career started. You gotta go to Japan.
Apparently, that's what fucking Kenny Omega had to do, so I should as well, so.
See? You're gonna be the
only important colors like silver.
See, I wanna be a ranger color that's never been.
Magenta.
Magenta?
It's a periwinkle. Why did I say pumpernickel before?
Yeah,
it's a
bread?
Periwinkle. A periwinkle.
I was wondering why you were saying that.
I thought you were going with scents on the crayon.
I was
thinking periwinkle. I was thinking periwinkle. That's what I was thinking. But I mean, you could be the pumpernickel ranger if you wanted to be.
What color is pumpernickel?
It's like
brown.
It's like it's a dark.
I don't want to be a
I don't
shit
think
Zordon ranger.
I don't think Zordon would choose that as your color, bro.
Nah, I gotta look up colors. Can we just create a new color? Is that? I mean, the Solar Rangers or something. Titanium. I didn't even know what color titanium was. I mean, it's silverish.
It's
silver. Is it palladium?
Titanium's a metal, bro.
Yeah, but is it
metal.
Is it pewter? Which
you're gonna be the lead number two.
I'm gonna be the lithium ion ranger.
The lithium ion. I'll be the fiber optics ranger. Which sadly doesn't sound very powerful.
Yeah. Great Ranger, wrong network.
Yeah. I'm unaffected by the weather.
And you can stream Stranger Things at any point.
Yeah. Up to a gigabyte internet speed. I mean, there's always a
No, you're wrong. What you're thinking is Rygog from Turbo.
I mean, to be fair, every season of Rangers and Sentai has a magnet monster.
No, I'm saying the colors.
It does share the same, like, scheme as Rygog. Oh my god.
It's like a mound of putties. A mound of just people. Put together.
Turn those people into like carbonate.
Oh my god, they actually had him cleaning windows.
Yeah, that's his job.
Ow, fuck. The recording table is way too close. Did he get down from the window that fast?
He's a ninja,
guy. Oh, that's
He's
true.
He's got the power of ninja. Have you not been paying attention?
Then where's his cloud guy?
You're the ninjas.
Wow, that was a hell of a tackle. Bless you.
Sneezed all over the DVDs.
Oh god. I like that the thing he attaches to in a giant metal like factory warehouse is hard.
I didn't know. Tires were bicycle tires were just straight magnetic.
You do know that.
I know they're metal frames. I'm saying, yeah, but what hit him first was the rubber.
Oh well.
What the fuck? God, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't know. But I'm not letting it affect me too much.
Yeah. It's kind of our fault we're not wearing our gyros. Naomi? Kota?
Yes.
Oh, we got names. Naomi? Am I saying that right?
Nanami.
Nanami?
At least that's how it's spelled.
Oh shit, he just threw a shuriken. What the fuck?
I really like the roll call. But they don't have umbrellas now, they have like fucking capes.
You know what, if they did something different every time, that would have been amazing.
That's amazing. I hope that's what they do. I like that they slap their heads. Oh, she doesn't. But the red and yellow do. Why are they slapping their heads? That really bothered you, huh?
Oh, you know what? Speaking of Vulcan, I kind of want to see the Sun Vulcan.
Yeah, I'm interested in them too. They were the ones that started this 3D, you know, person. Yeah. Their suits are cool too.
Ah, another miscellaneous typing on our computer to pretend you're actually looking something up.
Yeah. How old the computer looks. Like, I feel like she's doing way too advanced of stuff for that type of computer. Like, it's not believable in the slightest.
No. Well, that was every computer back in the fucking early
2000s. Yes, yeah.
Hell, even the 80s did shit like that. Look at Jurassic Park's computer.
No, right. Well, at least Jurassic Park's computer was, like, believable.
Dragon!
Dragon? I like how he has like the most boring.
So, what is it? What is it? A Dragon is just a. Is it a hair dryer?
That's what it sounds like. It's just a really intense hair dryer. The, oh, shit.
I thought it was more like one of those grease things.
Oh, the 1,000 ton. Okay. At least they kept that.
Oh wow, it's a little bit of just parts.
Okay, it's cool. She put a fucking giant dead smiley
literally
face.
Literally just a disapproval like stamp on.
You know, it's kind of like the Viren where they're all competing against each other again, kind of thing.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh shit! It's a dangerous.
Is this a 335 mech on it?
It's another rocket. Make my monster grow.
What machine up heart lives?
Oh wait, what?
Oh my god!
Oh,
Iron Man.
Okay.
It's like a super cog.
Yeah.
He shoots down and makes them grow. That okay is back from Mega Ranger.
Oh. So it's like a robot that copies the monster that just
That's
died.
Fucking insane.
That's clever. That's really clever. I like that. That's cool.
Hurricane Hawk. Hurricane Dormy. Hurricane Leo. Oh, it's supposed to be a
hawk?
Yeah,
the
hawk. Yeah, man.
Is it called that in
English? No, I don't think it is.
I thought it was called like an eagle or like a falcon.
I think it's an eagle.
Yeah, but here it's a hawk. The dolphin is the same.
It's a re-energized jet hawk. Red hawk.
I mean, that is what it looks like.
No, it looks more like the Falcon's Orb.
The lion is just a repurposed sword from Zeo. Adam's sword from Zeo.
I recognize that.
The head, I swear, look at the head and it looks just like the Falcon's Orb.
Ah, the ship, man, turned in. It was the Ferris wheel,
yeah,
guys.
All these people are dead.
How these things get back into place.
Yeah, right? They just like teleport back.
The Dolphin Sword actually looks much cooler than the Sentai, I tell you the truth.
Yeah. I love the cars just like trailing behind it, like get out of my fucking way.
These are shot on two. You can see where the live action and the animation is because on the edges they had two straight different panels.
Yeah.
That's funny. Who knows? I'm counting on you. Figure it out.
I kind of like her better than Cam.
Me too.
Cam seems like an asshole.
Yeah. Like, she's actually, like, not a jerk. It's not really an arrow.
I will say this: this toy in the Legacy, it's just all three of these in the Legacy line. To build the Zord was just impossible to find. What?
Oh God!
All right, at least it's Sentai's fault for the CG.
Well, of course, yeah.
He did, like, half CG, half practical, like... Oh, at least they acknowledge it's a hologram.
It's a hologram.
So it's not bad CG. That's what it was supposed to be.
Well, the tsunami thing.
Yeah. Straight out of Wild Force again.
It's a TIE fighter again.
I mean, I like this line a lot more than the red line.
I think the red line looks better.
I kind of think this.
You'll miss the Gearzord.
And you miss my Gearzord.
Gotta hate that.
Oh, Merrick apparently was doing a free signing in Texas, by the way.
Was he?
Yeah. It's coming up.
Joe, what if you had to wake up at 6 a.m. every morning and play flute and Jesse said, just would hate your life.
I put the Gears were up for adoption.
Yeah. I'd be like, we'll find a way to do this without you. It's interesting that they started that with practical effects.
But if they're gonna go with CG, at least they have the ability to show you the gears turning. Like, if Hurricanger could show you how the Ninja Storm Megazord or the Gadget
that
Giant...
That was pretty solid, actually.
Soup Engine, whatever the hell they want to call it.
I actually feel like that transformation is a lot better than the Ninja Storm show.
It was more involved. Like, in Ninja Storm, they speed
it's like sped it. Yeah, they sped it up.
Senfusion.
Senfusion? That computer would not have those
gadget balls.
Gadget
guys.
Balls.
Go, go, gadget balls.
Go, go, gadget my balls.
So, man, every season we talk about their cockpits. Yes?
Oh, yes, yeah. I really enjoy the cockpit.
Go, go, gadget balls.
Is it the head of my giraffe sword?
Pretty much.
Yeah, it might as well be.
Why did that go letterbox? That was weird.
That was...
Even the Zord has the power of ninja? I still think the Ninja Falcon Zord... either the Falcon Ninja Megazord or the... Ninja Falcon Zord or the Mega Ninja Zord, whatever the fuck they want to call it. Between the movie and the TV show. I love that fucking Zord the way it looks. The gadget balls are physically manifestations.
It's very lucky that every time a monster does something to people, you just need to kill the monster and it undoes it. It would suck if that shit was permanent. That's what his name is?
Oh, at least they go through and tell
you. I was just gonna say, I like that they give you like a stat screen of like all these monsters.
So we'll play the next trailer for the coming up trailer, and then we'll end the podcast with my unboxing of my loot crate.
Yeah, final thoughts, unboxing. Talking a little bit about New York Comic Con coming up. I'm excited now. It's contrary to what I said in the last one. An imposter in 60 seconds. That sounds like a weird porno.
I guess she actually did become an idol. Like, apparently that wasn't a one-off.
Yeah.
So, what do we think of Ninpu Sentai Harikenja?
I enjoy it.
I really thought that it dealt with the ninjas well.
It's hard to say right now at this point what I like better, because I do enjoy both of them. I think both of them are really fun so far. And Ninja Storm just has, like, all like the team kind of has good chemistry and stuff. And same thing here. I think they're both kind of on equal footing for me. I just think that the Sentai just knows what it wants to be.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that way with a lot of Sentais versus Power
Rangers. It has that straight. It's that one course.
Right, it's straightforward.
And then Power Rangers goes.
It's trying
we're
to
do the, what the Sentai does, but we're gonna make it.
But we're gonna
do what's popular in America also,
yes.
And try and combine it. Like, yeah. What the fuck? Like, I'm sorry. The last time I checked, when I fucking played a Tony Hawk game, or I saw the X Games, or the Olympics for that matter.
Right.
Did you see a ninja going down a half pipe?
Yeah.
No.
Power Rangers always has a bit of like an identity crisis, where like at least the Sentais have their identity. Like they know what they are each season, you know, like it's because like even with say Zhu Ranger, I mean, as much as I think I enjoy Mighty Morphin more from what I've seen, at the very least it's like Mighty Morphin was literally just Saved by the Bell with footage of Zhu Ranger, you know, like they just combined the two ideas, where at least with Zhu Ranger it was like the whole thing is what it is. You know, it's not like two shows, like, you know what I mean.
I will say from Mighty Morphin up until Space, at least they did it right.
Yes, yes.
Lost Galaxy, I will say that's where, because I don't know what Lost Galaxy was supposed to be.
Yeah, maybe that should be our next one we take a look at.
All right, I'm
down. Do Gengaman. Because I am interested in the Sentai of that. Like, I don't know much of anything other than I've seen what they look like and everything. Like, and I know the Gokai... As I will always mention, I know the Gokaiger focus episode, which was really cool because it dealt with the Magna Defender slash... I think he's called the Black Knight or something like that in the Sentai.
A couple of interesting facts that I think about Ninja Storm is that... I think that's the problem. I don't want to start with, like, a fact, more like a thought. The fact of the matter that stands, I think Hurricanger is a lot better so far. I've enjoyed the first two episodes more than I've enjoyed the first, like, eight episodes of Ninja Storm.
Okay.
Man, it knows what it wants to be.
Yeah.
I'm watching.
The tone, you know, like nothing clashes. Like, sometimes with Power Rangers, it's like the tone clashes with what you see the stock footage of. It's, you know, a good example of this, which kind of helped Power Rangers a little bit, but when we get to RPM, like, the Sentai of that show was, like, very comedic and I guess you could say a lot more childish, whereas when they adapted it to Power Rangers, they turn it into something really serious, and what clashes is you see the Zords have these, like, really googly eye, like, looking thing. You know, like, it looks very kid-esque, almost.
Well, that's the problem. I think Ninja Storm itself is directed exactly for kids, where I look at this villain group, and in Hurricanger, and to me, I'm like, okay, this is something I want to see. Like, the two dumb bimbos in fucking Ninja Storm, whoever the fucking sensei's counterpart's two daughters are, or nieces or nephew, whatever the hell it is. I feel like this group is threatening the, like, I take Ninja Storm as an absolute fucking joke so far with their villains.
Well, because it's treated as such. Like, it's a very...
It's more breaking the fourth wall, dude.
Yes, yeah. It's a much
like,
more
like it's making fun of itself, pretty much.
And Sentai does that all the time anyway. Like, Sentai's always been pretty self-aware, but they still manage to take itself seriously when it needs to.
Joe just needs to watch Ninja Storm by himself again. He does this every season.
No, I was not wrong about Wild Force. I started to like it, but then they ruined it. So, we're gonna have a little point system where I'm gonna go down. Matt.
Yeah.
The Rangers themselves. Ninja Storm, Hurricanger, which one do you go for?
Believe it or not, I'm actually leaning more towards Hurricanger.
Okay.
I actually think they're a little bit more well-rounded people.
Alright.
I guess.
Scotty?
I'm taking Ninja Storm, man.
Okay.
101. Oh, shit's getting lit. Okay. The plot, Matt, between the two.
I mean, they are very similar, you know? They're very similar. I guess Ninja Storm established itself a little quicker as to, like, what the goal was. So we really still don't know what the goal is in Hurricanger right now. So I'm gonna go Ninja Storm.
Scotty?
On that one.
Not enough Thunder Rangers in the first couple episodes here. Like, you get the cameo in the first episode, so I'm saying Ninja Storm, man.
All right, the villains.
Plus, I like Lothor.
Oh, hands down, I think Hurricangers are cooler.
I don't like the bug thing, man.
The Beatles.
But the bug thing is in Ninja Storm too. Like, the chicks have, like, the little antennas and stuff.
No.
And, like,
I mean
sense.
For the main bad guy.
Oh, I see.
I like Lothor.
You like
better.
Lothor best.
Yes.
Yeah, Lothor's fun.
Lothor, Ninja Storm.
Okay. Now we got two more. The setting.
Hurricanger.
I'm gonna say Hurricanger on it.
Last one, Zords and morphing sequences. Go with the whole.
I mean,
last.
The Zords are the same, but
I'm saying the morphing sequence. I mean, not the morphing sequence, but the Zord transformation sequence. Definitely, Hurricanger's better.
Yeah, I think like one of the, I had already said it, but I really love like when Sentai guys morph. There's usually like a roll call thing that follows it too, and I always it's goofy, but I enjoy it. And one of the things I hate, especially in Mighty Morphin, and it's something that people always make fun of when they make fun of Rangers, is that they use that same footage, but it's literally just the Rangers talking and they're posing. But you watch the Sentai and you actually see what those scenes are supposed to be, and it's them just like introducing themselves and everything, and you know, that they do a little, you know, choreography, and it's cooler. I definitely think Sentai is a little better in that regard. So
for the first ever debate, Matt versus Scotty, Hurricanger wins.
Okay. I will say this. I think it just overall was a little more entertaining. It really threw you into it really quick.
I think that's what we'll go with. Who had a better pilot just to kick off the show? Like, what had you wanting to see episode two?
Yeah.
We'll go with that.
I want to say, like, as much as I love Ninja Storm, I'm seriously not bashing Ninja Storm. I really love this season. But I do think Hurricanger, I think in Japan in general, They have a better method of giving you information quickly, and you're fine with it. Like, it's rushed, but, like, the pace is okay.
I felt that there was actually a serious threat going on in Eric Andrew that, like, Ninja Storm was kind of, like, abrupt and was like, okay, wait a minute, these ninjas work at a skate show? Like, it was, and then they take classes that they want to, like, it didn't seem like being Rangers was their first priority. Like, it didn't...
Yeah. These guys wanted to be Rangers. And they were just like, it's similar to Power Rangers too. They were like the rejects. Mm. Like, they sucked, you know? Like, they sucked, but they're the only ones they have, so they became Hurricangers by sort of proxy.
Yeah.
But I do think Hurricanger did that a little bit better. What do you think, Scotty?
What is Joe gonna do when we do the Zio, we do the Zio Sentai and Dan's revealed to be the Gold Ranger? That's what I want to know.
Oh my god. Is that true? Is that actually
No.
Oh,
okay.
Because they do reuse actors sometimes.
Or when Jess and Joe get married and their first kid's named Kite.
Oof.
I'm just making real bad jokes. Joe's getting his loot crate as we speak.
Yeah.
But I'm always interested in comparing the Sentai to the Power Rangers. It's just interesting.
Right. I think it's something we've talked a lot about but haven't done an episode on. So I think going forward, we'll do this more. I hope you guys like it.
I would really be interested in seeing GoBusters compared to Beast
Morphers.
I would honestly be very interested in that. Joe?
So, all right. Post-podcast discussion. I've been waiting for this. I just opened this, took it out of the wrapper. This is the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Culture Fly Loot Crate, licensed by Hasbro with all 2019 stuff, and we're going to see what the fuck's in it.
Interesting.
I took the label off that had mentioned some things that were in it, and all right, let's crack this bad boy open. It's a big box, actually. It costs $40, and I hope it was actually worth it, so.
I feel like that's usually about standard for these loot boxes.
Okay, we got, pull one thing out at a time. It is a Mighty Morphin pint glass.
Oh.
Definitely got fucking... Who's the thing with the loot crates? Do you keep the box? Or do you throw the box out?
I never bought one.
I've never bought one either.
Yeah, no, I'm going to debate that. I don't know if I should throw the box out. I mean, the box looks kind of cool.
I would say keep the
but
box.
But I don't keep boxes. And especially,
but yes,
like...
yes, you do.
No. A Power Ranger stuff? If I keep the action figures, they're in the box.
Yes.
But I have most of the action figures out. It says... First of all, it's slanted.
Yeah.
And it says, bro, do you even morph with a picture... A half-ass picture of Jason.
I've got to say, that is a really lackluster cup.
It could be Rocky, and it could be signed by Rocky. Just saying.
It's a glass cup. I mean, it's the exact same one as the basic one that I'm literally holding.
It literally
from the dollar store.
The same, yeah.
The print is literally crooked. I mean, it says Brody even morph, and it's already kind of like half chipped. And all right, so far I'll go with the cup. The cup sucks.
Yeah, but that's not great.
I got Junior Power Rangers official identity card, identification card.
You wanted that for years.
Well,
I did want one for years.
This was one of those like club, like fan club things.
Yeah, I guess I'll put my name on it at some
point.
There
you
go. It's kind of cool. All right, what is this? Coaster set.
Again.
Another coaster set.
Again.
Of the original Zords.
Yep.
That's it.
The Dino Coin.
Okay. What is this?
That a receipt?
I don't know what this is. It looks like an iron-on shirt that's bent.
Oh, yeah. It's some type of... Yeah, what is this? Get back away from it. Do not come to it. It's like a decal kind of thing.
Looks like it definitely looks like an, or it could be a sticker.
Yeah, it's like some type of sticker.
Hold on, it says this thing film may cling to a noise mouth preventing babies from breathing. This bag is on its own. Oh, it's just the bag.
So yeah.
Just figure that out. I don't fucking know what it is. All right, so what else we got in here? All right, when was the last time anybody actually took a lunchbox to school that looked like this?
That's a lunchbox.
It's definitely a fucking lunchbox.
Yeah, that's a lunchbox.
This is by Hasbro, by the way.
Give it a board.
I'm not giving it to board. And you know what? The strings are already coming out of it.
Oh,
give it a board.
The string is already coming out of the material. All right, Hasbro. So far, you...
It's literally just like a bent poster.
It's not
a sticker.
Oh, it's a literally... Is it like a half lithograph?
Maybe.
That's literally bent in half.
Yeah.
Looks bad, dude. Thank you, Hasbro.
Thanks. Thank you.
I don't want it.
We should have filmed you doing this. We should not have had just audio. I want people to see this. This is funny.
What the fuck is this? Is this a snap bracelet?
Yes.
Oh my god, is that a snap
bracelet? Now, I'm just happy because I didn't pay $40 for this, but anybody that would have, I feel bad.
It looks like it didn't even cost them $40 to put this together.
I haven't had... Well, first of all, I never had a snap bracelet in my fucking life.
Really?
1991, guy.
I was just able to breathe.
That's when it was popular.
Yeah.
You never have...
Well, it doesn't even fucking really do
anything. Yeah, it barely even fits over your wrist.
Is there two?
Or your arm.
Oh, there was two of them.
Oh,
okay.
Two.
One of them has all the helmets on it. What's the other one, Jess?
Just just says go-go.
Go-go?
Yep.
Go-go all. Back to the fucking store.
Yeah, right.
All
right.
Was there anything worth it in this? What is this? A notebook with a multicolored pen.
Yeah. Do you got? All right, guys. You remember those pens where there's like these different like
they have buttons? All the Ranger colors on the pens though.
Yeah, it's like these different buttons that you push down for different colored ink. It's one of those pens.
Joe, this is weak so far.
Oh, it is a Alpha 5 bottle opener.
That's okay.
It's an Alpha 5 Mamba.
That's okay.
It's fucking enormous.
That is huge. Like, where would you... Who would actually carry that around with them?
Jesus, right there.
I keep it in my pocket.
Okay.
You're missing something.
Is there anything in there? Okay, this is the last thing.
This. And this is...
Green Ranger.
Oh, shit.
Okay, that's honestly the only really cool thing in the box.
It is Tommy. It is an action figure of Tommy with the Dragon Zord shield crest logo insignia.
Yeah, that actually
On the bottom of him playing the dragon flute.
Do you already have one of those?
I have a...
something over there.
FH Arts figures.
Very similar. One. But
yeah, I mean, honestly, that might have been worth the $40.
This is probably what the... You want to know what actually... Oh, okay, never mind. I was going to say, you know what actually sucks? He's not holding the flute, but the flute is in the box.
Oh, is it?
Like,
okay.
It's separate. Like, it's actually in there.
Is this supposed to be a lithograph? Because this is fucking... It's bent.
Yeah, this is okay.
This logo really is crooked. It's crooked this way.
But, yeah.
It's really bad. Centered. It's, like, really bad and off-center.
Like I said, we really should have, like, recorded this, like, on video.
Definitely sending an email to culturefly.com about they're terribly made. You having fun with the fucking... bracelet chest?
Yeah.
Alright, you can have it.
I don't want it.
Okay.
Just slap Joe when he pisses.
Yeah, only one of the things in this entire box was cool, and it's like this little like model.
Honestly, I think the coolest thing in the box is this. Because it actually takes skill to wield something like this, just saying.
Bottle opener?
Yeah, man.
That's just an Alpha 5 bottle opener.
It's an Alpha 5 bottle opener. That's a little bit bigger than a typical bottle opener.
That is a pretty
professionally they're called Mambas. Just so you
know. Oh, like Mamba number 5? At least I got my junior identification Power Rangers card.
That only took 20 years.
Yeah.
25 years.
Which, speaking of things...
Ow, that fucking thing hurts!
I mean, they're not called snap bracelets for nothing.
What else do I need to be fucking back in the 90s? A slap bracelet, a fucking see-through phone, a fucking Mac 2 in all different fucking colors?
Honestly, I want to know what a statue, a crooked glass, a Mamba, a notebook, and all this stuff has in common.
Absolutely
not. Enough. A damn... Oh, that has Power Rangers on it. That's it. Yeah,
this was 90s? It had the lunchbox. This is literally a 90s fucking... Ow. Except for the bottle opener. Like, first of all, what fucking child needs a beer bottle opener and a lunchbox?
That's weird.
Their parent needs the bottle opener.
Yeah.
Oh, in case dad needs to drink his sorrows away?
To be fair, it can be hard to open a bottle of Stewart's root beer.
Root beer?
Yeah, Stewart's root beer.
Hold on, let's see how these coasters are compared to the...
I feel like...
They're just... Actually, you know what? They're not bad.
They're not actually the same, but they're just literally the coins.
Yeah. Which I have 3 different Power Ranger coaster sets. They're not that bad. I don't want to say I'm disappointed, but I'm disappointed.
I'm disappointed for you.
It doesn't matter to me, dude. I didn't pay $40 for this thing.
You paid $40 for
it. I don't even think it took Hasbro $40 to make this.
No. Coasters cost at least
$3. The closest thing I could think of would probably be this figurine, which is probably like 15 or 20.
I think realistically, I mean...
I don't think it took China 40 yen to make it.
No, it probably took like 50 cents. Are you kidding?
I don't know, let's open the figure, let's see how it fucking looks. Matt, you got a knife on you?
I got my key. The one time I don't.
Alright, so let's see. If anything, I'll probably just throw this fucking box out.
There you go. And as Joe does that, contrary to what I said on our last podcast, by last podcast, it hasn't uploaded just yet, but it's the Philly Comic-Con one. I'm actually really excited now for New York Comic-Con. They added so many more people. And basically, everybody within the past, like, well, I guess since the comic has come out, but anybody who's, like, worked on the Mighty Morphin comic, and even Go-Go Power Rangers, too, is going to be at New York Comic Con. We're going to... I said this to Joe Scotty, you weren't around for it. We got to, like, get some interview questions for, like, Kyle Higgins and Marguerite Bennett and them.
What are you going to have the... Which comic would you have them sign?
Any.
Just any?
One of the volumes, probably.
We could literally... I mean, I have so many...
Kyle Higgins, you could have him sign the Shattered Grid.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'd probably have him sign the Soul of Dragon. So, can't really get this figure...
Joe, you're having a problem putting that flute in the Green Ranger's hands.
We'll
it's fucking... It's weird. It's like a...
And some of the artists are going to be there, too. But there's a shit ton of artists that I'm familiar with that I have variant covers and whatnot. I'm going to be spending a lot of money getting autographs and getting my comics graded. And that's not including meeting people like Tom Kenny.
Honestly, the thing I'm most excited for is a meeting between Matt and Rocky.
It's about to happen.
That's going
to
be my favorite fucking moment.
Me too.
About to happen. Not my rhetoric.
The problem with this figure is I feel like I'm going to damage it if I try and put the fucking dragon sword in because it doesn't slide right in correctly.
Yeah.
Like, it goes through one of Tommy's hands and then just the other one just kind of hangs
there. First question I'm going to ask Steve is, why did they make you cut your glorious hair from season 3 of Mighty Morphin and Zio? Was that your decision or they made you do it?
Well, it's interesting because while he cut his hair, freaking
Adam sort of grew his out. Yeah.
Wow, I don't even know if I like the figure. The figure actually is not terrible, but
I think it's the coolest thing in the box.
Well, yeah.
Other than the bottle opener, it's the only thing that like I would expect to be in one of these things. Like I would expect like a pop figure or something, and it's the closest thing. For those of
I'm
you
going to end up breaking the toy. That's the problem.
It's not a pop figure. It's literally just kind of like a model. It's a statue, like a mini statue.
Which again, the FX H figures or whatever they call them. SH figures are 100 times better.
Yeah, it's clearly not made by one of the high profile companies.
Oh, I wonder if I have to move. I see what they were trying to do. Instead of putting it in, you have to move Tommy's hand forward to make it closer to the. That's fucking crazy.
I wasn't even sure that you could move the hand. So that's
you can move one of them. That's
so a funny thing happened on the way to Portside last week. I said to Joe, "Yo, let's go to Walgreens and see if they got any Power Rangers stuff." Walk in there. There's one Devin Beastmorphers Lightning Collection figure, which I guess has been released.
Oh, they released.
So Joe picked it up. I was like, "Yo, yeah, man,
did
check
you
it
get
out.
Zach?
He wasn't
no,
out there.
Wasn't out. There.
He was not there.
Still can't get this fucking figure in.
Interesting.
And, no.
Statue comes with a little stand. That's the dragon coin.
I do like the stands Joe got for some of his figures.
This is as close as it's gonna get.
Yeah.
You have to literally shove it in there as if it's...
I mean, you can't see what he's talking about, but...
You can't even turn it a correct way because you have to lean it towards the mouth. Yeah, once you actually get this figure on now, if it's actually... it fits into the stand, let's see. I don't even think... Oh.
There you go.
All right.
There it is.
I'm upset. I don't know if it's because of the quality of Hasbro toys or Hasbro thought this is what 90s kids wanted. Like, right. The snap bracelets are kind of cool, but I'm not fucking wearing them in public. And, like, if you threw me a Razor phone with, like, fucking Loner Wolf Rangers logo or something, that'd be kind of cool.
Oh, what are we saying, Scotty?
We are on the official countdown here. We're about, I'm saying, 4 weeks away from the release of the countdown to Psycho Pass.
Yeah, it's the week after Comic-Con.
This guy's been waiting for that.
Trek is coming.
Yeah, I'm really excited, man.
He's gonna be whooping some ass from what it looks like.
Yeah, and I'm just really, like, I'm excited for that. I'm excited just for more of this story arc, this necessary evil story arc that's been on.
I'm really hoping we get Zane versus Trek in this, because maybe Zane was Psycho Silver, posing as the Sixth Ranger.
I'm curious
if he's in the storyline, because he's not on the cover, but...
No, but
I'm hoping
like
we get the other Power Rangers in space somehow involved in this.
I feel like we will. I don't think it's going to be.
I mean, I know it's
focus
on Corona,
which
is cool.
Focus, but I don't think.
But Zane should definitely be involved in that somehow.
I would be surprised, like really shocked, if they didn't have the others in there too. I feel like they would have to. Hell, even bring back like the Solar Ranger or something for that. That'd be cool. Mm. But it's going to be a really cool month coming up. September, I mean, other than the monthly issues coming out, I don't think there's anything really significant.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. I got the exclusive San Diego Comic-Con cover of issue 40.
Yeah.
With Tommy. I think I sent it in the group chat.
Yeah, you did.
I saw it.
Yeah.
I saw the picture.
So that was pretty cool.
The new issue is out, actually. We have not yet gotten it for August. We didn't get the August issue yet, did we?
41?
I did, yes.
I think 42. No, I think 42 is supposed to be August, isn't it?
No.
No?
No, 41 was August?
Yeah, it was
42 is coming out.
I got 41 already. Joe got me 41.
Which is fun enough. I have other things in Power Rangers that were coming in. Hasbro's Play School. Two of their figures.
Yes. The issue of Go-Go came out this week.
Take a look at those when they come in. See what the hell they are. Yeah, but I was able to get Devin's Beast more for Lightning Collection, which was awesome. The new ones have shipped the remaining set of the Lightning, so the other three, Megan Fender, Kimberly, and Nate.
Okay.
But overall, this has been an interesting podcast. A Hurricanger and a Loot Crate.
Yeah, I think this is a good idea. I hope you guys agree. I hope our listeners enjoy this one, because I definitely think it's something you should do more of.
And stay tuned to see what happens when Joe emails this company.
Yeah, that was... But I mean, that's why I don't get these loot box things, because it's literally... I feel like
most of them are trash.
It's the same thing as, like, loot boxes in games. It's literally just, like, you're gambling on whether or not you're going to even get anything you like.
Yep.
Like, you might be spending $40 to $60 on literally a bunch of trash that you're not going
to
want.
It's like that one video we watched was Galaxy's Edge, like, your chance to get, like, the Black Kyber Crystal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Chances are, you're not going to get. You know what I mean?
But what even made matters worse is that the Black Kyber Crystal doesn't change the blade color.
Yes.
It just changes the sound effect a little bit. That's all it does.
Disappointing.
It's really disappointing.
Yeah.
Nah, I got something I want more than the Black Kyber Crystal. I'd rather have the Dark Energy.
It's true. Mm. That's pretty badass.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, guys, that about wraps it up for today. Yep. Scotty, I'm already fed up with the night after that opening. So, by all means...
I'm kind of tired too, but
yeah, I'm pretty tired.
Sorry, I've been mostly silent tonight. But fans, people that are listening, thanks for sticking with us. Give us some comments. We love you. Ninja Storm, Ranger Form.